Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 2nd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. PVL and ACURATE NEO2 self-expanding aortic valve prosthesis for transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a multicenter retrospective registry analysis. This multicenter retrospective registry analyzed predictors of paravalvular leak PVL following implantation of the ACURATE NEO2 self-expanding aortic valve prosthesis during transcatheter aortic valve replacement, TAVR. The study evaluated if dedicated implantation techniques could further reduce PVL, a known complication the valve's extended sealing skirt aims to mitigate. Such findings are critical for optimizing TAVR procedures and improving patient outcomes by minimizing post-procedural regurgitation. Article number 2. Performance evaluation of 4 scoring systems for mortality prediction in a contemporary cardiac intensive care unit. This prospective single-center cohort study evaluated the performance of 4 established scoring systems for predicting 90-day mortality in patients admitted to a contemporary cardiac intensive care unit, CICU. Researchers compared the acute physiology and chronic health evaluation, APACHE, sequential organ failure assessment, SOFA, Mayo CICU Admission Risk Score, MCARS, and Clinical Frailty Scale, CFS, scores in an unselected CICU population. The findings identified which scoring systems offer superior predictive accuracy, thereby providing critical guidance for risk stratification and clinical decision-making in this high-risk patient group. Article number 3. Validation of MITRE score in diverse mitral regurgitation subtypes, insights from the OCEAN mitral registry. This study conducted an external validation of MITRE score, a novel tool developed for predicting mortality risk in patients undergoing mitral transcatheter edge-to-edge repair, MTEER. Using data from the OCEAN mitral registry, researchers assessed MITRE score's performance across diverse mitral regurgitation MR subtypes, extending beyond its initial derivation in functional MR. The validation confirmed the score's accuracy in identifying patients at higher mortality risk, thereby enhancing patient stratification and selection for MTEER across a broader spectrum of MR etiologies. Article number 4. Evaluating cardiovascular risk factors in breast cancer survivors, the role of echocardiography and cardiopulmonary exercise testing in the Munich Cardio-Oncology Exercise Retrospective Registry. This retrospective, single-center study investigated cardiovascular disease risk factors, CVDRF, in breast cancer survivors, BCS, previously treated with either anthracycline/HER2-targeted therapy, ACH, or endocrine therapy, ET. The research utilized echocardiography and cardiopulmonary exercise testing, CPET, to assess cardiac function and fitness. The findings elucidated the differential impact of treatment regimens and the utility of these diagnostic tools in identifying BCS at elevated CVD risk, thereby informing tailored cardio-oncology surveillance strategies. Article number 5. RRAD reduction reveals efficacy of targeting L-type calcium channel regulation for treatment of heart failure. This study investigated the therapeutic potential of targeting L-type calcium channel LTCC regulation for heart failure, specifically challenging the dogma that enhanced trigger calcium Ca2+ is always maladaptive. Researchers utilized myocardial RRAD knockout CRAD delta/delta mice, which exhibit a tonically modulated LTCC current, ICAL, that preserves healthy myocardium. The findings demonstrated that this modulated ICAL can effectively rescue dilated cardiomyopathy, revealing a promising new strategy for treating heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, HFREF, by fine-tuning LTCC activity. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.